Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
The statistics about who were the voters who elected the Democratic Congress are now available, and they provide some very interesting sidelights on last November's election. One of the special interest pressure groups that bankrolled the Democratic candidates was college professors. Professors and other educators donated more than $12 million to political candidates in this past election cycle, with 69% of their contributions going to Democratic candidates. That's the report by the Center for Responsive Politics. The University of California led the way, giving 87% of contributions to Democrats, followed by Harvard with 90% of contributions going to Democrats, and the University of Pennsylvania with 94% of contributions benefiting Democrats. Just looking at Senate races, we find that, surprise, surprise, Senator Hillary Clinton received far more contributions than any other candidate, and five times the amount given to the next highest recipient. Hillary Clinton really didn't need the money, because she had a virtually uncontested election. But college professors were so enamored of her that they donated nearly $700,000 to her campaign. You've heard a lot about how the United States is roughly divided 50-50 between red and blue states, but it surely is not that way on college and university faculties. One recent survey reports that 72% of college professors identified themselves as liberal, compared with only 17% who call themselves conservative. It's important for students to know before they go to college that diversity does not mean allowing conservatives to speak on campus. Diversity on college campuses does not mean giving fair coverage to the ideas and achievements of Western civilization. And multiculturalism does not mean tolerance and respect for all cultures. It's just another college fad to put down Western civilization.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly has written several articles on the current situation on our college campuses. If you'd like copies, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the College Education Packet. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who asks, why is it that no matter what color bubble bath you use, the bubbles are always white?
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I just visited some time ago with an individual that selling part of a piece of property that was bought by the family some years ago. But not all that many, maybe 40 years ago or something, I don't know, for $3,500. Now, I'm not saying an acre. It was a pretty nice little chunk of land, and they gave $3,500 for it with a house on it. And they have been offered up to $4,500 per acre on part of that property. Now, this brings up a couple of different viewpoints here. Number one, if they had have taken out a conservation easement on that property, there's no way they could sell it for that kind of money. Because to farm it, hey, there's no way it's going to make a profit at that. The other thing is, how much higher is land going to get? We watched what happened, and I have a good article here. It is on Barron's Online. It says, "Don't Bet the Farm." The article's written by Jim McTugg or something. I don't know how he pronounces his name. He's one of those names that I mentioned this before. I'm good on the German names. I can say Beth Schöneberg without any problem at all. But when it comes to these other foreign names, I have a little bit of a problem. But it doesn't make any difference. I'll give Jim, whoever he is, credit. And it was printed. It was published by Barron. All right. It goes like this. You've lived through the tech stock bubble, the dot-com bubble, the residential real estate bubble. Now get ready for the cropland bubble. At the year end 2007, farms, the U.S. has 2,089,790 farms. As city slickers see the market prices of their homesteads deflate faster than a New Year's party balloon, farmers are watching the value of their land swell by annual double-digit percentages. Nationwide, farmland prices skyrocketed 50% over the past 3 years to an average of $2,200 an acre. Now, this is this is not necessarily good farmland at that, because some of the states that have prairie land that you can grow 200 bushels of corn an acre on, much higher. This is overall averages. The article goes on to say ground zero for the phenomenon could very well be Iowa, which, like a newly active volcano, sits at the center of a massive dome of rising farm and pasture land prices stretching across America's heart. All the way from Ohio to the Dakotas. In some eastern states where residential developments have squeezed farmland supply, prices have doubled over the past 5 years. Rhode Island averages $12,500 an acre. And in the West, states like Montana and Wyoming have seen prices of both farm and pasture land soar. In North Dakota, even the poorest, most unproductive land is selling for $600 an acre. Then it goes on and talks about net farm income, and this is why people are wanting to buy land. Net farm income will hit a record $87.5 billion this year. Now, that $87.5 billion doesn't mean a thing to me. I don't understand that. But I do know, if you put it on an acre basis, what it means. And I cannot see that farmers are making that kind of money. Let's go on. Farm rents are also climbing, up more than 16% since 2003. An investor who buys land will have no problem finding tenants to work it for him, because with commodity prices high, they believe they will still be able to make fat profits. Again, I do not see fat profits coming out of any kind of farming operation. Now, I don't know a thing about fruits and vegetables and this sort of thing. I'm talking about corn, wheat, soybeans, cattle, hogs, and poultry. I just can't see fat profits. 10% of his customers, this talks now about a Wall Street broker that buys and sells farmland, 10% of his customers are investment groups of five or six people. In other words, people that have money don't know what to do with it, and we've talked about this time and time again. Money laying in the bank just depreciates every day. Even at drawing 3 or 4% interest, it's still depreciating because inflation goes up faster than the money that the interest would make, okay? So they're putting a half a dozen people together. They did the same thing back some years ago when we started feeding cattle in the big feedlots. You could buy a potload of cattle, send them to Kansas or Nebraska or one of the major feedlots, feeding areas, and then you were in the cattle business. That didn't pan out very well. You don't see much of that anymore. Anyway, farming has become so lucrative that households with more than $1 million in investable assets rose by 17% in both Dakotas from 2005 to 2006. In other words, we have a lot of farmers here that are millionaires. Now, they don't have any money, but they're millionaires. Does that make sense? When a combine costs $300,000, that's a third of $1 million. So you can see how these inflated prices are. Anyway, anyhow, Nebraska ranks of millionaire households rose 16% in that span. But again, $1 million isn't what we old timers think of $1 million. In other words, a millionaire used to have money. Today, a millionaire probably just shows it on his books, and that's it. Now, I'm going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about these flush farmers. Flush farmers. They're reinvesting in additional acreages. And that reminds me so much of the 1960s and 70s. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we have returned. Now, I'm still quoting from this article. I'll go into more detail on it in a minute about farmland prices. It's titled Don't Bet the Farm, and it appeared in Barron's online publications. Now, what I'm going to give you here is something I know a lot about. Very few people have had any more experience in this than I have. And it says here, many flush farmers are reinvesting in additional acreages. Now, I can't believe these farmers are flush, because I did exactly the same thing and I was broke all of the time. So I know what they're doing. I know exactly what they're doing. Now, there may be some flush businessmen that are getting together and buying this land as an investment. But the farmers themselves, I will assure you, ain't flush. Here's what they do, because here's what I did. We started buying land in 1956 for $50 an acre. And within a very few short years, it had jumped up to $100 an acre. So I could refinance my $50 an acre land for $100 an acre and buy another piece of property for $100 an acre. And we didn't have that land very long until it went up to $200 an acre. So we could finance our original purchases by refinancing and buying land at $200 an acre. The highest priced piece of property I ever bought was a little over 300 acres at $355 an acre. And it wasn't very long until we owed $700 an acre on that land. You say, how can that be? Exactly how it's going to be here. The way I see it. Now, they talk about these flush farmers reinvesting in additional acreages. I will assure you that the majority of those farmers that are buying that land are not flush. They're refinancing. Yeah, they can give $2,200 an acre for a piece of property because the land that they own already, they probably gave $1,000 an acre for. You see what we're saying here? In other words, this article then goes on to say, this means that the market isn't nearly as leveraged as was residential real estate. I'll bet it is leveraged as much as the residential real estate. And so is less prone to becoming a bubble. I wouldn't know. I know how our bubble busted back when interest went to 20%. Now, it was a high-priced interest that killed us off back in the 1980s. The late 70s, 80 and 81s when it hit the high mark. But it was the interest that did it. If they'd raise interest rates, those farms wouldn't be worth half what they're talking about. Okay, now let's go to Iowa. In Iowa, the split today is 60% farmers buying land and 40% investors. So not quite half of the land that's being sold today, well, 40% of it, is being bought by people other than farmers. And then the 60% of the farmers have to rent that land, and the rent keeps going up. Because the people that bought that are investors, they have to at least hold their money together. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And we have returned. Now, this article says the boom that triggered the land sales that I was talking about began in 1972. Well, that's not right, because the boom sales in land began way before 1972, back in the 60s. In the 60s, that $50 an acre land was jumping to $100. That's doubling in value. You're not seeing it double in value now, okay? But here's what this article says. In 1972, President Nixon signed a wheat deal with the Soviet Union and also improved relations with China. The rise in U.S. farm exports lasted until the Soviets invaded Afghanistan in 79 and President Carter canceled the wheat deal in protest. Well, that to me, that had very little to do with what happened to the ag crisis in back in 1980, in 81, 2, 3, 4, along in there. It was interest that did it. Like I said, I was there, did that. In fact, wheat prices were a lot higher in 1948 than they were in 1972. And I'm talking about actual dollars. In 1948, coming out of World War II, corn was worth $2 a bushel, wheat was worth $4 a bushel, and you could buy a good tractor. I'm talking about a brand new tractor with a plow and cultivator on it for $2,000. So, hey, we had a lot better prices way back then than we did in 1972 with the Nixon and the wheat deal. Now, moving along, there's another article out talking about $4 corn being cheap. And this article I agree with. I think corn is cheap at $4 a bushel. And you say, how can you say that? Because it was $2 a bushel in 1948 when a tractor was $2,000. At $4 a bushel, a tractor ought to be $4,000, right? Not $40,000 or $140,000. Anyway, this article says, with $300,000 combines, $650 fertilizer, and $3 to $3.50 diesel fuel, today's grain prices are not out of reason. No, they're not. In fact, I will assure you, that these farmers that are renting this high-priced land that we're talking about, that those 40% of the investors have bought, by the time they get through paying all of their cost, their rent, their equipment cost, their fuel cost, their fertilizer cost, they're not going to have anything left. Now, just to give you a good example, I was visiting with a propane dealer just the other day. In 2005, he was selling propane, delivering it to the farm for 59 cents a gallon. Now, propane is what we use to dry grain with, all right? Heat your home sometimes. In 2006, it was not 59 cents, it was $1.45. And in 2007, it was $1.69 a gallon. It jumped right at 300% from 2005 to last year. And I say last year, that's just been 3 years ago. Now, here's what this article is going on to say. It says, in the 1970s, we used food as a weapon in the Cold War. In the 1980s, Archer Daniels Midland, Cargill, and a couple other companies went into the business of high fructose corn, promising booming corn markets. This, in turn, ruined the economies of sugar-producing poor countries in the Caribbean and Central America, but it didn't raise the price of corn. Then came the 1990s with the Freedom to Farm Bill, the World Trade Organization, and the promise of global free markets. Through it all, the price of corn stayed stuck at $2.50 a bushel, 50 cents a bushel higher than it was in 1948, okay? Thousands of farmers went out of business, rural economies declined, and towns died. It took a boom in ethanol, largely independent of Archer Daniels Midland and Cargill, to finally get the price of corn up to where farmers could make some money. Never mind that even at $4 a bushel, the corn in a box of cornflakes still costs less than the box that they came in. And we go back, this is one of the things I talked about when I was first started farm broadcasting back in the 1960s. We said a box of Wheaties, hey, the wheat in that box didn't cost as much as the box did. Same way with cornflakes. It's never changed. Corn is still cheaper than the box, okay? The increase in fuel cost has much more effect on food costs than the price of corn. Government payments kept grain farmers hanging on by their fingernails, but gave the global grain companies and big meat packers and poultry companies an endless supply of corn at below production cost. 30 years, and it's been more than any 30 years, 30 years of subsidized corn paralleled an immense concentration in ownership of the livestock industry. Since the number of dairy farms Yes, it is. Since 1997, the number of dairy farms in the United States declined by 45%. Today, 30% of the fluid milk sold in the United States is owned by one company. One company controls or sells a third of the milk produced. Four companies slaughter 64% of the hogs, and we'll come back to the hog slaughter right after these messages. Stay tuned. You're still listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi. You're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry. How are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. He'd put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Since 1977, the American agriculture movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American agricultural movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
The man who says, a woman has the last word in any argument. Anything a man says after that is the beginning of a new argument. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, back to this 1997 up to the 2007. So it was just 10 years, all right? The number of dairy farms, as I mentioned, declined 45%, and nearly a third of the milk sold in the United States is now owned by one company. Four companies slaughter 64% of the hogs. The merger of Smithfield with Premium Standard will create one company that accounts for 20% of the total hog production in the United States. That's a fifth of them. and 31%, almost a third of the hog slaughter. The top four poultry companies account for 53% of the chicken slaughter. Four companies account for 70% of the cattle slaughter. With the acquisition of Iowa Beef Packers, Tyson Foods became the largest processor of chicken, beef, and pork in the world. About 200 feedlots now account for 70% of all the cattle fed. Smithfield just purchased the feedlot operations of ConAgra. So in addition to hogs, Smithfield is now the world's largest cattle feeder. With a capacity, they can feed 811,000 cattle at any one time. And they finish 1.6 million steers and heifers every year. Four companies provide 34% of all livestock feed sold in the United States. Now, that shows where we are today. I received this information. This came from Cattle Facts. That's part of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which is made up, they do all their work for the packers, and that's why they're pushing NAIS so great. But anyway, this is an article, Demand Growth Sustains Record Profitability for the Cow-Calf Man. Hey, these people out here running a few old cows are getting rich. The cow-calf sector of the industry has enjoyed a tremendous run in profitability over the last 10 years. Per head profits averaged $86 during the time frame. This is a classic, or drastic, I can't read this. This thing came through the fax machine. But it's a change from the 20-year prior, which showed cow-calf producers in a break-even business at best. Now, here's how we cow-calf peoples are getting rich, okay? Cattle Facts says that the return per calf is $86. In other words, you keep a cow all year long, you do all the work, you take care of her, and her calf is worth $86 net profit at the end of the year. Now, to do this, you watch the cattle, you feed her, you furnish the pasture, the interest to tax, you pay the interest to pay the taxes, the health care, the record keeping, one cow, 1 year to raise one calf for $86. Profit now, that's profit. But the interesting thing here is $86, if you had 100 cows, that would just be $8,600, or it would be $8,600, would it not? You'd have to have 1,000 of them to get $86,000 profit. And I will assure you, anybody that's got 1,000 head of cows is not going to get $86 a head profit out of the deal, because it's going to take a lot more input, if nothing else, in the form of labor. So we see all these figures, and they make it look like farming is such a great deal, and that's why farmland values are so good. Okay? How long will it take for the farmland bubble to burst? I don't know. Do you think it will? Again, I don't know. But I cannot visualize it staying where it is or going a whole lot higher. China is in the same situation that we are. Chinese grain production is up to 51.5 billion yuan, how to pronounce it. Anyway, put it in dollars, it's a little less than 7 billion U.S. dollars. In direct subsidies. In other words, the Chinese government is subsidizing their grain production up to right at $7 billion, up 66% from a year ago. China produced more than 500 million tons of grain, but production still fell short of demand. In response to escalating inflation, the government pledged to draw up more farm subsidies to ensure a stable production of supply of grain in 2008. Preventing shortages of major food items and extreme price fluctuations would be a top priority of the Chinese government. This is, again, a worldwide thing, and we have discussed it time and time again. Now, while we're eking out a living out here on the farm, Monsanto is doing a little better. Monsanto said its first fiscal quarter, this is just for 3 months, net income nearly tripled amid surging international sales and higher profit margins. Monsanto posted a net income for the quarter that ended November the 30th, $256 million. Revenue climbed 36% to $2.1 billion. Now, Warren Buffett is one of the top financiers in the nation. And you would think that Warren Buffett would want to go back to the, you know, he was at one time owned more silver than I think existed. And you say, how can that happen? You do it on paper. But Warren Buffett was a big pusher of silver here just not too many years ago. He's headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska. And he is chairman and chief executive of Berkshire Hathaway. And he showed up at a meeting with Hillary and Obama. And he said, they'd say here he did most of the talking in an onstage discussion of economics. There's 1,500 supporters there. I guess they were all Democrats because it was just Hillary and Obama the way I read the article. But he said the trade gap, in which the United States buys $2 billion more foreign goods than it sells abroad every day, would keep the dollar weak. If we follow the same policies, we'll get the same results. He says, I predict the dollar over time will lose value unless we start changing aspects of our trade policy. Buffett also mocked derivatives and other complicated financial instruments, and I've written a couple articles in the Chronicle about how it's been derivatives. One of the things that's causing this whole problem that we're having. But anyhow, Buffett said that he would support either Clinton or Obama. And you know, neither one of them is going to back a sound money system. And you'd think if anybody wanted it, it would be Warren Buffett. Now, let's go to the telephones. We have a gob and a bunch of callers here. And I think most of them are concerned about the census. But let's start in South Dakota with Bill. Hi, Bill, you're on the air.
Gary, good to talk to you, sir.
You bet.
This census, I talked to Jeff a little earlier. He said you didn't have any information too much from DB on this. I just got mine yesterday. And, man, there is census ID numbers and barcodes, and there's more stuff around here. And I just wonder if they've snuck a premise ID in here somewhere, too.
All right. I had an interesting call this morning from a college student. She's a girl. Her dad listens to us, and she listens whenever she can, so she knew what she was talking about. Her dad had gotten his census yesterday, his census forms, I should say. And he said, and this girl is in law school. And he said, do some research on this and see what you can find out. She'd been a good guest on the show. We need to get her on one of these days, Jeff. I've got her phone number, and she can be easily reached, I think. But it took her an hour and a half to do what she got done. And I said, I'm surprised you got it done in a day and a half. But she started making phone calls. She started out calling the number that's on that, you know, there's a number on that census form.
Free number down there.
Yeah, well, that's where she started. They sent her, I believe, to Tennessee, and she said she talked, everybody she talked to, she said was real nice, but they were dumb. They didn't know a thing. And she wanted to know, she was asking the question, by what authority do you have to do this? And then they gave her the runaround. They sent her, she ended up, she called somebody in some other, she had to call two or three different states, and she finally did get the authority. What bill it is, and it was done by Congress, but she says, and she from the research she came up with, she told me that those numbers on there, none of those numbers are an NAIS number. And she also said, and we'll talk about that when we come back, that what will happen if you sign it or if you don't sign it. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
And we're back. Now, this morning I received a call from this daughter of a farmer who had just received his census figures, or his census forms. And she had spent, she said it took her an hour and a half to do all this, and she works faster than I would. But anyhow, she came up with this. She said the authority comes from, and it talks about the U.S. Code, but that's all the form gives you, okay? She said it's Title 7, Chapter 55, Section 2204G, like in George, all right? So she got that. Now, if you look at your census form, it will tell you that you can be fined $500 if you don't answer the question properly. She says when you read this section 2204G, it doesn't put it in those words. It says you could be fined up to $500 if you don't answer it properly. Then it says on the form, if you don't fill it out, you can be fined $100. She says this section 2204G says you can be fined up to $100. Now, here's the deal. If you don't do anything, you might be fined up to $100. If you do it wrong, you can be fined $500 for every misleading statement. So, heck, for $100, you just let it go. Now, that's the way I look at it. I'm going to wait and see what they do. Are you still there, Bill?
Yes, I am. I think I'll just send him $100 and let it fly.
No, don't send him anything.
Yeah, but I'm just appalled with all the questions in there. They want to know what race a person is and this and that. And the next thing, what's that got to do with agriculture? You know.
I'll tell you, all this stuff is used against us. This is something that Monsanto and Archer Daniels Midland said they wanted to know. Don't you imagine?
Yeah, and they're using the government to get the information.
You bet they are.
Yep.
Okay, hey, appreciate the call. Let's go to Gary in Missouri. Hi, Gary, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Derek. I was calling about the census also. I was just wondering what to do with it.
Okay, that was my answer. I don't know, but I'm not going to fill mine out.
Well, so it seems like either way we could lose either 100 hours or up to 500 hours or more per wrong answer.
Yeah, if you give some wrong answers, it looks like they could just go through there and, you know, you could end up owing them thousands of dollars. I don't know. But anyhow... Hey, this is a free country. All right, let's go to Bill. Hi, Bill, you're on the air. We're going to take a break. All right, let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special feeder cattle and calf sale this coming Monday, that's January the 7th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. A very high percentage, in fact, the bulk of the sales will have been weaned and completely preconditioned, many of them carrying the white tags. Richardson family will be selling 150 head of black and black Baldy and Charley crossbreds weighing from 400 to 5 1/4. Fields Farm is coming in with a 50-head string, and Crandall Farms will also be selling a 50-head string. Now, both lots are black and black Baldy Charley crosses weighing in the fours. Jerry Kuhn has consigned 50-head of fancy 5-weight Angus, and Tim Blanchard will be in with a 40-head consignment. Donald Derricky, David Pfeiffer, and Chris Taylor each have a nice consignment of black and black Baldies and some Angus. They weigh in the fives. That's for the special feeder cattle and calf sale. It'll be coming up this Monday. That is January the 7th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Okay, let's go back to the telephones. How about Harold? You are on the air, Harold.
Okay, anytime anybody, I don't care if it's an agency, a government, whoever, who offers a threat, which is duress, to get compliance of any kind, especially financial, that's extortion. And if they do it through the post office, it's mail fraud. And I say let them answer the questions. Threat is one thing. It's a crime. the actual taking of money or property is a crime, and every agent is who is associated with that is an accomplice to that crime, and it is in our books, it's in the UCC, it's in everybody's law that that is a crime. So therefore, let them answer the questions.
Let who answer what questions?
Let the agencies answer the questions of how they have the authority to do this. And if they have no authority and they're trying to get money out of something that's illegal, that is a crime. There's names for it. Extortion. It's duress. It's all kinds of things. It's mail fraud that they're perpetrating on the citizens of this country.
All right. Now, how are we going to do that?
How?
Yes.
You do that in court. You do that through the mail. You do it like GB says. You write them a letter. You say, show me the law. Show me where you are not committing a crime yourself. And we won't have to deal with you the way you're trying to deal with us.
Yeah, what you're saying makes perfect sense to me. But here we are out here. Would you do it with a class action thing?
Well, first you do it like GB says. They kind of melt away once they realize in court they're going to have to answer these questions of law, and there's a way to do that. But they don't want to do that. They do not want to have to admit that they're wrong. And so they don't want to officially do that. And the more people that realize they are wrong, the more they're going to back down.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call, Harold. Let's go to Rita in Colorado. Hi, Rita. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Long-time listener, first-time caller. You know what I wanted to talk about here is do some stuff. I do like leg work and investigate and write some stuff.
Okay, very quickly, we just have about a minute left.
We got the situation where Huckabee is getting the Christian vote, and Ron Paul, I know, should be getting the Christian vote. But we've got to raise the intellect. We've got to raise the intelligence level on our conversation in order to get to that point where people really understand that, because there's some really, really, really bad things that keep happening if people, you know, don't understand that thing.
Did you do you have access to Chuck Baldwin's articles?
No, I can look them up.
Okay, look for his today's article. Talks about the Christian, how the Christians have all sucked into the Republican Party, and he goes back then and shows exactly what Hitler did, and how Hitler had pictures taken of him coming out of a church with a cross.
In
the background, and how there was 800, and there was, I forget how many thousand preachers in Germany. Only 300 of them, I believe, understood what Hitler was doing, and they were considered kooks and nuts and this sort of thing. And he says exactly the same thing is happening here in the United States today. But I knew a fellow. He was a good friend of mine back in the early 1960s, and he came from Germany. He was just a kid, and his dad was one of those preachers that wouldn't go along with the Nazi Party, and he watched his dad be shot while he was at the in church, while he was behind the altar there at church. Hitler's people came in and killed him. But if you look at this article, you will see very, very clearly exactly what is taking place in this country as far as the religious rights concerned. And just like with Ron Paul, he is the only person that did anything to try to protect the unborn, yet the right-to-life people, they go along with someone else. Well, listen, we're out of time, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near and far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you, till we meet again.
Since 1990.